Football's governing body, FIFA, posted its first annual loss since 2002, citing increased development expenses and higher competition costs. It also revealed that Sepp Blatter, the disgraced former president, had received a pay package of $3.7 million, the first time it has detailed his remuneration.
The price of salmon recovered some of the ground it lost last year as prices on the Norwegian market leapt this week. They're up by over 30% compared with early last year. An algal bloom has reduced the output of salmon farms in Chile, the world's second biggest producer, unnerving investors. Share prices of salmon firms have surged amid worries over supply. Prices are expected to stay buoyant in the short term.
Two former executives at Porsche SE were acquitted by a court on charges of misleading the markets about their intention to launch a takeover of Volkswagen in 2008. VW was not party to the trial. Porsche SE, a holding company, is being sued by investors over the matter, though the judge in the case said there was absolutely nothing to the allegations.
The pilot of a Lufthansa passenger jet reported that a drone had come within 61 metres, or 200 feet, of his A380 on its landing approach to Los Angeles. Hundreds of intrusions by drones into planes' airspace have been reported around the world in the past few years, but this one was close. Dianne Feinstein, a senator who has sponsored a drone safety bill, called the incident reckless.
Terry Bollea, a former wrestler better known as Hulk Hogan, pinned down Gawker, a celebrity news blog, when he won an invasion of privacy case over part of a sex tape it had published. Mr. Bollea was awarded $115 million, more than he had claimed, by a jury in Florida. A further $25 million was added for punitive damages. Gawker expressed confidence that it would win with a full submission on appeal.